Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. You have to check out all of our shows because we've got some good ones. And I'll tell you what. We are worldwide. We go all over the world. So you want to check us out. Trimradio.com. We're on YouTube, Rumble, and other sources on the internet. So you want to check us out. Wow, before we get going here, there's been a lot of stuff going on and rumors of government layoffs and everything else. I'll tell you what, the politicians are fighting, aren't they? Causing a problem. And both sides need to come together to get things solved. But before we get going, we've got some stuff to pat people on the back for covering the show. And if we don't do that, well, hey, then we don't have a show, do we? All right, we have the Trim Radio Gang, the Gang of Four. Michael Bejas, the founder and CEO. Raskella Stefan is the Chief Operating Officer. And, of course, then there's me. And I guess I'm the chief relationship officer, whatever that is. I guess I'm supposed to make people happy. I don't know. And then we have Victoria Smith, the chief marketing officer. Does a fantastic job, too. And if you need any marketing consulting, you want to check with Victoria Smith. She is very knowledgeable, and she works as our marketing officer here with our Trim Radio Network. So you want to check her out. Also, we've got other stuff going on, and I'll tell you what. If you take a look at the Trim Radio Network, and here's our homepage. This is what we look like. You take a look at what we have for shows, and you can peruse the website as much as you want there. But if you click on it and it decides to load, some reason the internet's been going kind of strange today. Things have been going a little slow. But we have our shows. We have Money and Change, of course, every Sunday at 7 p.m. We have Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. And that's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. That's where we can kick back a little bit, enjoy your favorite beverage and some snacks, and have some fun. Also, we have the Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith every Thursday. Then we have Offsides with College Football with Michael Bejas. It's the top 25. I think he's going to talk a little bit about Ohio State, maybe Indiana University, too. Who knows? The Positude Podcast, that's every Friday at 8 p.m. We have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend on Saturday at 1 p.m. and Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. Now, late night Saturday from 9 p.m. until midnight. It's Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. You know, you can give me the red pill or the blue pill. I always tell Rascala I always want the green pill. But anyhow, he has a very good show. I've been on it before. And I'll tell you what, it's a good show. And he brings in a lot of neat presenters too. So check it out, Red Pill Reality Show with Rascala Stefan. If you want to have your own show, you notice we have three blank spots here. Well, if you want to have your own show, all you have to do is hit this little red button on the right-hand side of the screen. When you do that, this pops up and it says, we're here to help you getting your podcast on our network, getting you in contact with show hosts and anything else we can do to help. Put in your name, your phone, and don't forget the area code. You got to have the area code. And you want to put down a message. You know, I want to do my own show on the Trim Radio Network. Here's my email address. Here's my cell phone number to get a hold of me. And my topic will be, and put it down, then hit send the message, and somebody will be in touch with you very quickly. So you need to do that. And it's not going to cost you a thing to put anything on the air with us. So you want to check that out, okay? And you can do your own show. And we go all over the world, trust me. I've got listeners in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma. I've got listeners in India, South Africa, Kenya, the United States, Canada. But I don't have anybody in Iceland. So if you're listening to us from Iceland, hey, let us know. Send us an email there. Okay, well, what else is going on with the Trim Radio Network? Well, we also have... Gee whiz, what do we? Oh, yeah! We have our Facebook page, Money and Change/Financially Prepped. And it's easy to join. Just let us know. Click that red dot in the right-hand corner on our website, and we'll get you in here, and you can join us. And we cover a lot of different things. Like today. Here's our little page, and we always say that meet me for another live edition of Money and Change at 7 p.m. on trimradio.com. Well, it's going to be live today, which is October the 12th, but next week it will be a rerun because I will be in Athens, Ohio at Ohio University for homecoming. And it is a big celebration down there, and it is a fun time, and it'll be a good deal. They're undefeated. No, they only had one loss so far in the MAC, the MAC. Mid-American Conference, and they have a good team. So we'll be down there for that. And I have a reunion to go to on Friday night, and then, of course, Saturday's the game, and we will not be back until late Sunday. So next week will be an encore edition, better known as a rerun. So you can check that one out. You can also go to our archive section and check out all our past videos. But what happens when I post this thing? It says Money and Change Radio Show. Well, if you take a look underneath in the comment section below, I've got different things like tax brackets. We're going to talk a little bit about that. The national debt clock, everything that's going on with the Trump organization, with laying off workers and so forth. Financial foreclosures. Things are getting tough. Why Americans can't afford health care. And IRS, the 2026 tax adjustments. And then we have central banks are holding more gold and budgeting groceries. Yeah, there's a plan there for that. So I've got different things here on the page that you can take a look at. So, you know, we'll discuss them and then you just go to our Facebook page and you can see the different stories in the comment section. Wow, digital IDs coming. The Road Prepper did this, and I don't put things here unless I think that they're important and you need to listen to the Road Prepper. And I followed her for the last, I think, 3 years. A very smart person, very down to earth. So you want to check that out. Also, in the past, you know, we also put up our Money and Change YouTube page. If I can't get YouTube to publish for some reason, I will put up a link to the Rumble account. But here we have the Money and Change Show. And what I do is I put this on the Facebook page right after our show airs on YouTube. And so I will send a link for that. And I will post other things. Now, let's say you want to go to a past show, for example, and you click on the comment section. Here's everything that we covered last week. Okay, so you can always go back and check our links. So that'll help you out there. Also, hey, when the system fails, bug out bags. Hey, are you in the East Coast of the United States? How about that storm that's hitting the East Coast? I watched homes being inundated with a lot of water in North Carolina and also up in New Jersey. Bad storm. We haven't had anything like it here in Ohio right now. We've had very good weather, and they're saying that this next weekend it could be rather wet. Hopefully it stays away because of homecoming, because it's a big party down there. It's one of the biggest homecomings around. So anyhow, when the system fails, do you have a bug out bag or a bug in bag? Do you have your essentials that you need, like toilet paper, extra clothes, flashlights, extra batteries? Do you have a GMRS radio so you can communicate with people? Do you have a weather radio? Can you listen to AM and FM? Do you have a radio for that? Gee whiz, how about extra clothes for the weather? How about extra water? Did you purify any water or store any water before the storm hit? Do you have extra money with you? Because you won't be able to use an ATM. A lot of things you have to consider. Well, anyhow, the Rogue Prepper talks about it. And she says this is when the system fails. And she goes through one of her kits that she has. And personally, I have two kits. I have a bug out bag and I have a big first aid kit that also is a bug out bag. And I'll tell you what, one was commercially prepared, and the one that I normally use, I prepared it myself using tips from other preppers. Also, do you have a travel kit? You know, weather's going to start getting bad. And do you have a travel kit with a good first aid kit? Not a lot of bandages like it, or band-aids that you get at Walmart, but a good travel kit. And you also want to have, you know, extra batteries, flashlight, radio, extra food in there, and, you know, energy bars and things like that. How about Mylar blankets to keep you warm in the wintertime? Or possibly a rain poncho if you need to use one of those. A lot of things to consider. But it's getting into that season, so you want to be able to have one of those bug out bags prepared, stocked, and up to date. Okay? Anything that's out of date in there, like old batteries, you might have batteries in there that might be 3 or 4 years old. You want to get rid of them, okay? You want to keep it updated as much as possible. How about your financial stuff? Maybe the deed to your house, maybe, your bank account, things like that. Do you have that available to take with you? Because your vital records are going to be needed when you relocate back to your house. A lot of things to think about. Oh, we had a snafu. My world ended up on Money and Change. For some reason, I either hit the wrong button or I couldn't get into our page. But anyhow, you can check a lot about things. Broken, unprepared, she tells you a little bit about that too. So that's just about what we have here on the Money and Change / Financially Prepped page. And it's updated a couple times a week, okay? So it's easy to do. You can join us. And like I said, I have people from all over the world that listen to the show. you can join us too. It's free, doesn't cost you anything. And I'll tell you what, I think you would enjoy taking a look at some of the back issues too. Also, you know, we have pens by Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Check them out on Facebook. If you have a company, if you have a school, if you have a sorority, a fraternity, a club, whatever, and you want to have a custom presentation pen made, check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens on Facebook. And he's got a lot of things there, a lot. And he does very, very, very good work. I've got a pen from him, from Phil, and Michael Bejas has a couple. And I'll tell you what, we buy them. He doesn't give them away, but they're good pens. And so you want to check that one out. Wow, what else is going on? Let me think here. Well, we've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista, and they're on YouTube. And they post, I think, once a week. Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. You have to check those guys out. Yeah, they farm down in Wiggins, Mississippi. They live close to there. And they talk about planting crops. And besides that, about economy and how things are expensive and how to save money on things. Also, we've got Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He publishes about once or twice a week. He talks about the economy. And he's down in South Carolina. So he's probably getting a little bit of rain right now. And then we go down to Patriot Nurse, which is Rachel. And she talks about staying healthy and using herbs and things like that. She's good. She really is. Very knowledgeable. She's been a nurse for a long time, too. Also, we have the Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. You have to check her out. How to save money. How to live frugally beneath your means. And she shows how to do it. And she's a self-made millionaire. So you want to watch her channel, okay? That's the Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. Also, we've got the LDS Prepper. And like I always tell people on the show, David Gilmore has over 700 videos, not only on preparedness, but all kinds of things. And I'll tell you what, he's a good guy. I've talked to him, and he got me hooked on GMRS radios. You know, I always talk about GMRS radios. $35 for a license from the FCC. It's good for 10 years. Anybody in your family can use it. They just have to behave by the rules. And I'll tell you what, it's a good communication because when storms hit, like it's hitting on the East Coast right now, television may not work. Telephones may not work. Cell phones may not work. Radios, hey, GMRS comes in handy. If you're not a ham operator, GMRS is great. No test for this. And with this Ocean 935G Plus with the Nagoya 771G antenna, I can get out 35 miles to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio. And from there, it goes 90 to 100 miles beyond. So I can talk to a lot of different people. It also has an FM radio built into it too. So I can listen to weather or whatever, news reports. It's a good thing. It's not a bubble wrap radio, though. You just don't get these at Walmart, better known around here in Ohio as Wally World, or Costco. These are a little bit more expensive, and I get them from buy two-way radios or better safe radios, and they're good. They're a little bit expensive, but the quality is excellent. The range is good, and I'll tell you what, it's a good radio overall. Ocean, check them out. There's Midland and others. B-Tech has them. I like Ocean, W-O-U-X-U-N. Okay, well, what else is going on? Well, I'll tell you what. Have you taken a look at the economy? Have you taken a look at how things are going? And do you see for sale signs out or going out of business signs? The economy's getting kind of rough right now. And It usually is between administrations. For some reason, when a new politician comes in or a new political party comes in, things get rough. I think the outgoing one makes it a little tough on the one coming in. Just my hunch. So, you know, it's not all rosy. And a lot of things that are out there that were done in the previous administration, they spent a lot of money. They printed a lot of money, but they didn't have the gold to back it up. And today I was listening to somebody on YouTube, and they were talking about the possibility of a default. And we only have until, I believe, sometime in November that it has to be, the money has to be allocated and so forth, or else we end up defaulting on a lot of stuff, which hurts our credit score, which means the political parties better get their act together. Because if they don't, things could happen. And remember, we have the BRICS countries out there, which is Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, and China. Plus another 24, but they only called it BRICS because those were the original ones. And they're looking at getting out of the SWIFT system that we're in. And that's based in Basel, Switzerland. And it's transfer of money between countries. And they think they have a better way. And it's going to be based on more or less gold, silver, and a few other items. So we're on fiat currency. So that dollar bill that you have in your wallet, it's not worth that much. And it's not backed by anything but the gross domestic product and a few other considerations. It's not backed by gold. It's not backed by silver. There's nothing hard that you can hold on to. And that's what's causing the problem. The other administration overprinted money, spent money like crazy, and I think they were trying to crash the economy. I really do, and I hate it when that happens. To purposely destroy something that, if left alone, it would work on its own. So much of my opining, okay? Let's see where we're at in debt. Well, you can see here by the usdebtclock.org, good place to go. There's a link to it. Our national debt right now is $37,857,639,000,000 and climbing. That's $110,186 per citizen. And for taxpayers, $326,429. I don't have that money on hand. Do you? Which means that's one heck of a debt. And it's got to be paid off somehow, some way, because somebody's going to come and collect on it. And you take a look at the taxes you're taking in. We're taking in right now $5,523,757,000,000 in climbing. It just went to $758,000,000 at $16,189 per citizen. So we're spending more in debt than we are in revenue coming in. If you were doing that, you would be in financial trouble, wouldn't you? You'd have to declare bankruptcy. You'd have creditors. You'd be writing bad checks. Sometimes when you write bad checks, you can go to jail for that. Something to consider. And they say, well, they don't do that to the federal government. Well, they ought to make them have a balanced budget. Congress doesn't know how to stop spending. And that's why we're in the trouble that we're in. They spend like drunken sailors. Only drunken sailors know when to quit because they run out of money. Sorry, sailors. I like you to the moon and back. But I'll tell you what, the politicians are not doing anybody any favors right now. Wow, what's going on? Trump administration lays off 4,000 federal workers as government shuts down, drags on. And the Trump administration revealed in late Friday court filing that the White House has been laying off more than 4,000 federal employees as the government shutdown entered its 10th day. Well, it's going to be longer than that. But what these layoffs are, they've identified jobs that are just there to do nothing. They produce nothing. They're just there. It's a make work job. And they're paying out all this money and they're not getting anything for it. So if the department or the job itself isn't doing anything, then why have that job? So that's what they're looking at, trying to economize everything. And if everything was run like a business, our country would be bankrupt and dissolved very quickly. So Trump, being the business person that he is, he hired business experts to come in and say, okay, what do we absolutely need and what do we don't need? And we can put people on furlough, early retirements, and so forth. And if we absolutely don't need the program, then we get rid of the program. And that's what's being done. And these people are saying, well, hey, it's my job. I need a job. Go back on the regular job market and start looking. Well, I don't want to work fast food. Well, there are other jobs out there. And so you try to find the best match that you have and go for that. So you may have to take something a little bit less, but less is better than nothing, right? And then you can work your way back up the system. So that's what Trump is doing right now. And you can read that. That was in Zero Hedge, so forth. And according to the report, the layoffs have hit agencies including Interior, Homeland Security, Treasury, EPA, Commerce, Education, Energy, HHS, and HUD. That's Housing and Urban Development. How many people does it take to push paper? Because that's a lot of it. And do they really earn their keep? Do they spend time in worthless meetings? Are they wasting the taxpayers' money? That's what everybody's looking at. You know, a lot of people are freaking out over it. But if you look at it as a business, the U.S. government is not a good business. That'd be like a fast food franchise. And they serve really bad food, like maybe aardvark burgers. No offense to aardvarks, but you know what I mean? Something that nobody likes and they're serving it. They go out of business, don't they? So I think the government has to be a little bit leaner, a little bit meaner, and more efficient. I like to listen to John Kennedy from Louisiana because he's a senator from Louisiana, and he's got some really good sayings and a very good insight into what's going on in Washington. He's a good guy. I wish we had more of him. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yes, U.S. benefits programs getting hit the most by shutdown. I saw this today and I thought, hey, we better get this on the show. So let's see what he says.
All right, the government shutdown is on day 10, with seemingly no end in sight. Same time, signs were building into the shutdown that the U.S. economy was slowing down. That was mostly showing up in lackluster jobs reports and weakening consumer confidence reads. Let's welcome back on Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont to chat about all this. Governor, good to see you. It has been a while. Thanks for hopping on here. Look, day 10 of the shutdown doesn't appear to be we're getting any breakthrough anytime soon. What will get this resolved?
I got to tell you, Brian, there are governors on both sides of the aisle are pretty aggravated right now.
Oh, and now it just decides to wind. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Anyhow, when this comes back, he's basically saying that Congress needs to get their act together on both sides because you've got things going on with states' budgets. They have to be taken care of and everything guaranteed by a certain time. I don't know what is going on here. I hope it's not a update. Well, anyhow, Lamont, that's what Lamont is saying. He says, we need to get things going here, and both sides have to come up and negotiate and get this thing solved. Because if they don't, then we have a problem. Oh, there's a network issue. Oh, okay. So you can check that one out. It's in the links down below. And so you can check that one out. The next thing, the U.S. foreclosure filings jumped 17% in the third quarter. Yeah, this is in Zero Hedge. There were 101,513 properties with foreclosures filings across the United States during the third quarter of 2025, up 17% from a year back. And the foreclosure filings are there from Atom, ATTOM. One in every 1,402 housing units nationwide saw a foreclosure filing in third quarter. And the company said that Florida had the highest foreclosure rate, with one in every 814 housing units having a foreclosure filing. This was followed by Nevada, South Carolina, Illinois, and Delaware. Well, maybe because of the hurricanes, the bad weather, and the damage on the property. They couldn't make the payments anymore. They couldn't make the repairs. They said, to heck with it, and walked. Among 225 metropolitan statistical areas with a population of at least 200,000 individuals, the highest foreclosure rate was seen in Lakeland, Florida, followed by Columbia, South Carolina, Cape Coral in Florida, Cleveland, Ohio, and Ocala in Florida. Yeah, can you refinance your home? Some people had bad credit, and they got somehow enough money and enough credit to get a house or a property. And they couldn't continue to make the payments, so they lost it. During the first half of 2025, there were a total of 187,659 foreclosures filings, made up of 5.8% from the year back. And that was according to Atom, ATTOM. So, oh yeah, there's a one that was in here. The lawmakers have taken various accounts and actions to tackle foreclosure threats facing Americans. In March, the VA, the Veterans Administration Home Loan Program Reform Act, was introduced by Representative Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin. And the act eventually passed both chambers of Congress and was signed into law by President Trump on July 30th. The bill aims to financially assist military veterans when it comes to making their home payments in an environment of elevated mortgage rates, thereby avoiding foreclosures. That was the VA Home Loan Program Reform Act. So if you're a veteran, you want to check into that, the VA Home Loan Program Reform Act. You want to check that one out. Going on, oh, food cost. Yeah, how much is it going to cost us to buy groceries? Well, I did a search, and artificial intelligence came up with this. Your 2025 grocery budget depends on factors like family size, location, and diet. But you can expect food prices to rise about 2.4%. In 2025. The USDA's thrifty plan projected a monthly cost of roughly $993.06 for a family of four as of May of 2025. Now, to set your budget, use resources like the USDA, the US Department of Agriculture's food plans as a guide, considering using meal planning and shopping lists. So you want to do that. Now, how much does a loaf of bread cost in 2025? Let's click on that. The average cost of a loaf of bread in 2025 varies depending on the source, with some reporting around $1.84 for a loaf of bread based on the 2025 in August data. And some are higher and averaging about $3.06 a loaf. I think I'm usually about $2.80 for a loaf of bread. And I don't eat that much bread. I don't really do that. So bread to me, I don't know. I just don't eat that much. So I don't keep all that current on bread. It just so happens I bought some this past Thursday. So the average price sources are showing different ranges in 184 to 306. I don't know what it is in your area. A long time ago, a loaf of bread could have been a dollar. And farther back than that, back in maybe the 50s, we're probably talking 50, 60 cents a loaf. Why is bacon so expensive in 2025? Let's check on that one. Bacon is expensive in 2025 due to a combination of increased production costs like labor and feed, a reduced hog supply, higher transportation and fuel expenses, and strong export demand. Chinese like a lot of pork. Inflation, processing delays, and the cost of complying with new animal welfare laws in some states also contribute to higher prices. And so, you know, we have that reduced supply, we've got inflation, other costs associated with it. Yeah. And so our problems are going to grow. I mean, let's face it, it's going to be expensive to eat. So you want to look at all the different budgetary savings you can get when you go out and get your food. Now, here's one. Here's the 5-4-3-2-1 rule for groceries. 5-4-3-2-1 for groceries. The 5-4-3-2-1 grocery rule is a simple budget-friendly strategy that involves buying specific numbers of items from different food groups to create a balanced weekly shop. A common version includes buying 5 vegetables, 4 fruits, 3 proteins, like eggs or meat, whatever, 2 sauces or grains, and 1 treat or fun item. And this method is designed to save money and prevent food waste by encouraging mindful shopping and ensuring you have versatile ingredients for many multiple meals. Now, I'll tell you what, how much food do you throw away in a week? Do you ever take a look at some videos on depression living and using everything that you have, all your leftovers? You know, a lot of restaurants will take vegetables during the week and then make up vegetable soup or potato soup and use that as a special. And I'll tell you what, some places have customers that just rave on the vegetable soup, or they just rave on the potato soup, whatever type of soup they make, and they're using leftovers in that soup. So, you know, be as frugal as you can, because if you learn to live on less, you can save money in the process. So that's the 5-4-3-2-1 program. And this is listed down in the comment section, okay? Where Americans can't afford health care. Wow, health care is expensive. I mean, you take a look at the cost of drugs. You take a look at going to the hospital, seeing a doctor. I don't know what your health plans are. I mean, I've got a good one. And I know that I pay a specialist $40 for that visit. And as far as going to my regular doctor, in some cases, I don't have any fee at all. I just go in. And if there's anything else added to it, they bill me. And I use a credit card and then pay that card off as soon as I can. I never want to have anything left over on a credit card. Matter of fact, I'm usually ahead in my payments. And you say, well, you're only one. Yeah, I know it. But if I use a credit card, I want to pay it off so I don't collect interest. And interest is what kills you. Well, anyhow, this article in Zero Hedge came out, and it says, if there are two issues that dominate America's online discourse, they're the soaring cost of housing and even steeper price of staying healthy. And the U.S. pours almost $13,000 per person into health care, yet average life expectancy is below nearly every other high-income nation. Gee, does that mean our healthcare system is getting worse? Something we have to consider. And I'll tell you what, some people say, well, how do you stay healthy? I only go to the doctor when I need it. I only really have to see one specialist. And that was because of a kidney stone issue years ago. So they had me going to a specialist for that. Fortunately, I haven't had any more kidney stones in probably 15 years. I see the doctor maybe once or twice a year, or if I am sick, and I'm seldom sick. So what do? You wash your hands. You make sure that you live in a clean environment. You make sure that you take your vitamins. And doing that it's up to you. But I look at taking vitamin D3. Because, you know, you can get sunlight in your system by working outside a lot. If you're inside, vitamin D3 is supposed to help. Well, I think it does, along with magnesium and a few other things. A daily vitamin would work too. Getting some fresh air and watching what you eat, how much you eat, is a key. And really, if you take a look at the way that the Amish eat, and maybe the Amish live, they live some pretty long lives and they're pretty healthy people. So you might want to look into that part. But, you know, people that can't afford healthcare, the highest is in Texas. Then we've got Florida. We've got the Virgin Islands, 17.2%. Alaska's 11.1%. California's 10.7%. Here in Ohio, it's 9.5%. So we're in fairly good shape here. When you get down to Georgia, it's 15.6%, or Nevada's 15.2%. Healthcare is expensive. And I don't know, I guess you take a look at insurance companies. We pay a lot for insurance, and sometimes we don't get the benefit of it when we need it. I don't know. What do you think? Oh, and you didn't think I would sneak something in about the University of Findlay, Ohio. That's www.findlay.edu. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. It really is. Student ratio to faculty is 12 to 1, over 3,200 students. Basically, I think they're right about 3,800 right now. They're from 32 states and 51 countries. A lot of international students. Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine. The best Midwestern colleges in 2025 from the Princeton Review. And the best colleges in America in 2024 from Money Magazine again. It's a good school. And Dr. Kathy Fell has done an excellent job along with all of the professors there and the staff. So you have to check them out, www.findlay.edu. And the Findlay Oiler football team is 6-0. They're undefeated so far. They're 19th in the country as of last week. I don't know where they're going to be this week. Last year, they ended up 10th in the country. Now, if you're looking to get into pharmacy or education or other good things, even hazardous materials handling, check it out. The University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio. Findlay is an all-American city of about 42,000 people. Plenty of opportunity there. And I'll tell you what, it's a good area. It really is. Good town, good school. I mean, check out the programs. Undergraduate school, 85 plus majors. Graduate school, 11 masters and 5 doctoral degrees. And they have online undergraduate and graduate school classes. You still have to go to the main campus for a lot of your classes, but they do have undergraduate and graduate online courses. So you can go to that page and you can go ahead and visit the campus. You can do a virtual tour. You can explore all the programs. They've got all kinds of stuff. And homecoming was this weekend at the University of Findlay too. So I'll tell you what, they have a new biology pre-medicine program to prepare for future health leaders. Yeah, check that one out. Okay, it's there. University of Findlay, Findlay, Ohio. Check them out. Wow, U.S. farmers are facing the worst economic downturn in at least 50 years. I don't know about you, but around me right now, the farmers are doing soybeans. They are harvesting the soybeans, and dust is everywhere. My sinuses are going nuts because of soybean dust. And I was out going to a restaurant with a friend Monday, and we were driving over to Holly's in a little town called Castown. Great food, really good prices, but great food and good people, good farm people are there. And combines were out in the field, and all you saw was a brownish haze. You didn't even see the combine. And they were going after soybeans, getting those up since it was dry enough to do so. Well, anyhow, Michael Snyder had his article in the Economic Collapse blog. This was in, of course, Zero Hedge. And he said the agriculture industry in the United States is deeply broken. Farmers are the foundation of all, but they are being financially squeezed by every direction, or actually from every direction. And they are being squeezed by the giant monopolies that control the seeds, the fertilizer, and the machinery that they need. And they're also being squeezed by giant monopolies that purchase most of what they produce. Meanwhile, demand from overseas has dried up thanks to global trade wars. And U.S. farmers really are facing a perfect storm. And as a result, most farmers are losing money and bankruptcies are surging. And I've heard from different farmers, and they're constantly watching the markets to see where they can sell their soybeans or the corn, other posts, you know, wheat, so forth. So anyhow, Mike Snyder saying most Americans have absolutely no idea how bad it is or has gotten. And he says, we're in the middle of the worst economic downturn that I've seen in his 50 years, according to John Hansen, the president of Nebraska Farmers Union. And agriculture is our foundation here in Nebraska and many states in the Midwest. And Don Schuller, a corn and soybean farmer, told ABC News, if agriculture is failing here, everything is going to fail. And that's true. And farmers are not crying wolf. The wolf is real, and it's right outside the door in the form of generational collapse. Now, I'll tell you what. I've got a couple of people I meet at Holly's in Castown, Ohio. And I've known them for probably, I don't know, 5-6 years. And it takes a lot of money for big equipment like combines, harvesters, tractors. I know one guy that's got a tractor that runs on tank treads. It can only go about 35 miles an hour, but it can go through any field and do anything. But it's very expensive. It takes a lot of money to run those businesses. And if you don't get the product out of it, you're in trouble. So that's what's going on. Speaking of that, in trouble, listen to this.
This aid package that is being talked about, does that at least help sort of bridge that cash flow gap?
The aid package that's being discussed is not something that American soybean farmers are rallying for necessarily. It is a last ditch effort to help plug a hole of an economic shortfall that we are experiencing as an industry. What we need long term is strong markets and competition for the products we're producing. We want to make a profit from the market. We need competition for our soybeans. Unfortunately, there's not enough market competition taking place right now due to the trade war we're in. And this package that's being proposed is a short-term stopgap measure. This is really just putting a Band-Aid on a open wound. We are bleeding economically. We're losing a lot of money. Our economist at the American Soybean Association says that we're going to lose $109 per acre on every acre that's produced in soybeans in this country this year. On 83.4 million acres, that is a lot of money being lost. And what we need is competition. We need a level playing field, and we get that by not having tariffs that are in place and the retaliatory tariffs that result. And we need to be able to compete fairly with the competitors from around the world. Right. Brazil is our largest competitor. And right now they're kicking our tail because they have about a 20% price advantage in the Chinese market. And we can see an example what happened here recently with the Argentina holiday that was taken when they put the tax, the export tax, when they did the tax holiday, and they had a level playing field. The Chinese came into the Argentina market and purchased immediately because the price was competitive once again. We would see the same thing happen with our soybeans if we had a level playing field and didn't have a 20% retaliatory tariff in place that the Chinese had levied.
Don't fight the Fed.
Yeah, don't fight the Fed. Well, what else do we have going on? Oh, ChatGPT grocery shopping hack that saves retirees $100 or more per month. This was in Go Banking Rates. And it's also linked on our Facebook page. But the hack that retirees can use to save money, you go to ChatGPT. You can save money on groceries every month, putting together a meal plan and a grocery list while staying within a budget can be a time-consuming and frustrating problem. But ChatGPT can do that in seconds. So try it out. So for example, if retirees have an $80 weekly budget for food and like to stop at Costco, they would use the prompt, give me a meal plan for 7 meals with an $80 budget at Costco. And then from there, ChatGPT, will create a list of meal suggestions, their ingredients, and the estimated total cost of the ingredients while shopping at the specified store. Retirees can get even more specific with their prompts, asking ChatGPT to leave out certain ingredients they don't like or they're allergic to. Using this prompt can save tremendous amount of time, plus it takes some of the stress out of meal planning. And anymore, retirees can't afford to go out and eat all the time. Yeah, so that's a problem. Well, anyhow, guys, yeah, I was going to talk about the IRS 20, 2026 tax adjustments and the 2025 adjustments and tax breaks. I've got those listed in the comments section, so you can check that one out. You know, I was also going to talk about central banks on now hold more gold than the U.S. Treasuries. They're getting rid of U.S. Treasuries and converting everything into gold. Why? I think we're going to go to a gold-based currency system. There's more information. Just go to our Money and Change / Financially Prepped page, and you go down to the comments section. Click on it, and guess what? You're going to see everything there that we've talked about or we're going to talk about. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week for Money and Change. Remember, next week will be an encore edition, a rerun. And that encore edition will be for Money and Change. And the following week after that, we will come back live. But since I have to be in Athens, Ohio for homecoming, that whole weekend is taken up. So with that, guys, you know, that's all I've got. And there's so much stuff going on out there. Hopefully you can save money. But like I always tell people, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy long-term food, be able to purify and store water, at least 3 gallons per person per day, and plan on a week, maybe two, we don't know. Make sure you have the clothing for the season, a good first aid kit, make sure you have your medications. You know those blue tarps? You might want to have a few of those in case you get a leak in the roof, and there's a whole host more, but be prepared, because we don't know how things are going to go. With that, guys, that's all I've got this week, and we'll talk with you in 2 weeks. Next week, Encore Edition, week after that, we'll be live. See you. Save your money.